When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.
There was just something, as the moment I read the script and then started reading it out loud, Kerry just happened to be there. And that sounds like the most cop-out answer ever, but there was just something, and I don't even know if I could recreate her voice now, and I'm sure if I'm given the script I could, but yeah, it's really hard to put into words. Like, I just read your script and I was like, I know who this character is and I get her and I fully understand what her voice is going to sound like and I fully understand what she's going to be like. I don't know that I did much more than that. I think we had lots of discussions and for me it was getting into her mindset and where she is and picking apart where she's been and what her life is and what each section meant to her and what each conversation meant to her. That helped me, like, delve deep into that character. I don't know that I had specific inspirations because it was such a strong reaction for me of reading the script and being like, oh, that's Kerry. I know her voice. Done.
Certainly from my perspective, from Chris, it was just sort of figuring out who they were, who they, you know, like what they yeah, what they were feeling and thinking and how these conversations were probably the best thing in Chris's day. And getting how important Kiri was to him and how important her journey was to him as well. Like it feels weird to say it, but I think, yeah, like Kiri's discoveries matter to Chris in a way that I don't think they would matter to other people, just for his own experience of it, I guess. Well, that's how it read to me anyway. But yeah, so like getting that, but yeah, the relationship between those two was just so, it was there and it was on the paper and it was apparent from the conversations with you, he was just in my mind and he was there and yeah, I don't think I did anything specific really.
It's really interesting hearing you that the two of you talk about that beforehand, because obviously with the characters of having like a pre-existing relationship, you guys had like finding that. I felt quite lucky with Ike that he didn't have any of those like pre-existing relationships, and so that I was able to like develop as it went on, which felt like both a blessing and a bit of a curse for it. Certainly, if I drew it from one place, it was, I suppose, one of the bits that for me is, from working in a call center, I tried to turn Ike into a call center person that was actually curious and interested to speak to a person on the phone. Like, turn that on its head, going, oh, instead of, oh, God, what now? Going, ooh, conversation. Like, trying to channel every bored and upset call center worker and go, oh, imagine if it was interesting, though.
On the 22nd of September 2019, we released the first episode of The Tower. To mark the occasion, I sat down with the cast of The Tower and talked a little bit about their experience of working on The Tower and asked kind of what they thought about the show a year after it was first released into the world. I also thought now would be a good time to announce, or reveal, or announce, I guess, that we are currently halfway through writing the next part of the story. It's slow going right now, just with everything else going on, but it's coming together quite nicely, and we're all very, very excited to get back into this world and see what else is waiting for us on the tower. I want to take a moment to thank all of you for being so patient as we work on the next part of this story. It's a difficult one to make as it's such a personal project, and again, with everything else going on, it's just been very hard to write. I also want to thank everybody that has got in contact and asked about this, asked about the tower, asking if there's any more, asking if there's going to be any more. Those messages have kept me going through the writing process and have kind of reminded me that there is something of a deadline on this one. But as always, thank you so much for listening to The Tower. We had no idea a year ago that we would be where we are today. And I hope you enjoy hearing us talking a bit about our experience on the show. Thank you. So while we were recording this piece and putting it together, we actually hit 50,000 downloads for The Tower. So before we get into it, I just wanted to say a quick thank you to everyone who's downloaded our weird little audio fiction concept album. We really weren't sure that it was going to resonate with people, or that people would get it, or that people would enjoy it. And the fact that people have, and we've hit 50,000 downloads in the space of a year, is incredible. We did not think that was going to happen. So thank you for listening, but also thank you for 50,000 downloads. We couldn't have done it without you. But anyway, back to the interviews. Have a great day.
It has taken me about 6 years of working in audio fiction to use my real voice, which is this one and that one. I'm a very breathy actor. I apparently have my own cadence that people seem to recognise from whatever character I do now. but that aside, this lovely mum character was so refreshing because I've been playing power-hungry matriarchs and loopy crazy drunks and RP powerful kick-ass ladies. And so, yeah, it was lovely to have a role which was chilled mum, kind of distanced from her beautiful, wonderful, adventurous young lady. And yeah, I found the voice by simply for a change using mine, which was lovely to do. It doesn't happen very often. And so I think the emotion of that, just a short bit, conveyed so much between these two. And you can hear, obviously, the reaction of the daughter of her as she's listening to this message. And you know so much about what happens between them. And there seems to be this massive distance. And within the script, I love that whole thing of the kid running ahead, wanting to surge, forge, you know, find adventure, what's next, I'm going to get there first. My daughter was, my real-life daughter was also... and it's also like that. She used to be like this dot on the distance, and my pals were like, "She all right there? Yeah, she's good. I can still see her. Life is fine. If she ever dipped out of view, I pelted it like a mental woman." But no, she essentially is based on my maternal thoughts in some respects with my own daughter. And yeah, it's obviously so much with the music and the silences and the moments of unsaid, in just the message that I think, yeah, it was really fun to get my teeth stuck into. I love a monologue. I really do. If you got any for me, ping them, love them. but yeah, essentially, it's sort of based on elements of me, and it's almost like she was really sad about herself as well as the mum, that she couldn't connect. It just seems to be the theme to their relationship, I think, sadly. And who knows, maybe if she gets to the top, then maybe mum might follow. Who knows? Probably not.
I have a memory of listening to it, and they're obviously, I think the only thing you'd done, so there was no sound, there was no music, I think the only thing you'd done was add a voice, like a phone sound effect to it, to make it sound like we were on the phone. And I remember thinking, A, that doesn't sound like me, and I don't feel like I'm listening to myself, and B, well, I could listen to this on its own. And that was not anything to do with myself or my performance or anything like that. It was purely to do with your writing. It was like, I could listen to this. I don't need anything else added to it. And if this is that interesting to me at this point, I'm intrigued to see what it's like with music and sound effects and everything else added.
Yeah. I'm going to climb the tower. I still, the most brilliant moment for me is still that moment in episode one where you transition from being on the phone to on the tower.
If I find any more phones, I'll give you a call, okay?
Okay. Good luck, Kiri.
Thank you. Good night, Chris.
Good night.
And it's just perfectly... I wasn't expecting it. I'm never expecting it. When we did the first live read-through, with like live performance... and getting to witness other people experience that, it was so cool.
So, because me and you had only really worked on like the first time they murdered Billy before Dev. So I was very nervous coming into this sort of this bigger world not just inside of the tower, but in terms of all the, this incredible talent. And then to go straight into that, it was both amazing to do as an actor to be able to get that experience, but then also getting to do, when we weren't doing Rome Bits, getting to watch the other two do it. And it's fascinating watching two people talk to each other, feet apart, not looking at each other.
For me, it's made me want to go and listen to it all again. And I've done that, I think, twice since it came out, which is strange. But as I said before, I don't hear my own voice when I listen to it. But it's made me think, oh yeah, I want to listen to it all again. And I think I will do that. It's just, for me, it's so lovely to see the reaction from people, to see people enjoying it, and to see people taking it all in, and it's still gaining downloads, and it is beautiful because it's this complete soundscape that isn't just voices, isn't just music, isn't just the soundscape that's created. It's this whole thing that is an experience. So if you sit down from beginning to end and listen to it in an hour, it's lovely. So yeah, I don't know if it's nothing's changed for me. It has a very special place in my heart, does the tower. It feels, for something that is a story about escaping and is very cold, it feels a bit like a warm hug when you listen to it.
And it's not just, you know, audio drama in the sense of the words being said, it's what's being done with those moments of silence and the beautiful music that is a language of its own. I think lots of people doing audio fiction can learn from, try to emulate, maybe never get there, but have a go. But yeah, and I'm very excited there's a season two, and long may it continue. But yeah, I do, when it finished, I was thinking, what's next? What will she do? How will she, won't they connect? So it'd be great to have some answers, David, please, and team. But also, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to, you know, if you want a sublime movie for your ears, then this is the gentle coolness you need. My heart and soul were very goldenly happy when I was asked to come and play in this tiny little lovely moment. And I hope folks enjoy the whole thing again and again. Listen again, because I think you'll pick up some more stuff, more cool things. It's much more, many more cool things that you didn't even know were there.
But I suppose my thought now, a year after its release, having this conversation, my main thing is just sheer excitement. Like I said, I've not been shy. I'm going, I've wanted to do more, not even because being honoured and humbled enough to be able to be a part of it, but being able to, for it to continue. I'm like going to be one of those people, like one of the people you see getting messages going, is there more somewhere? I'm so excited and so happy for it to be continuing with Steve, and it's wonderful to hear the amount of downloads, the amount of messages all going more. So that's where I'm at. I'm ready.
Yeah, my feelings for the tower are as strong now as they were when I read the script and when we did recorded it that first time, and when I heard the first episode, and when I heard the first live performance of it. I loved it from the start, and I love it now. And I just want more of it. I want it, and I want more of it not just for me, but I want more of it just so that more people will hear it and listen to it and take away the messages and the stories and the experience the world, because I think it's just great and I really just like it so very much.
Yeah. Well, those were all the questions I had, so I think we are good to stop recording now.
What are your thoughts on the tower a year down the line?
Mr. a year later person.
Yeah, how do you feel?
How do you feel, Dan? Sorry, I just had to join in.
It's a world that I feel very comfortable making stuff in. I know that sounds really, really strange, but when, you know, we released an EP of extra music, and that was very much just me playing around with some sounds and kind of going, no, this is music in the universe of the tower. Like, it has a feeling and a sound to it that I still kind of carry with me today. I it's still something I'm extremely proud of, and it's something that I still think stands up after a year. I think the only problem with it is that it is so short. Like, it's very rare for me to listen back to my own work and think, no, that's good, that's fine. Like there's nothing I would change. It all works. So far, the tower is the only thing that I have that with. Whereas with everything else, there's kind of a sense of, oh, I could have recorded that a bit differently. Or knowing what I know now, I would have done that differently. Whereas I think with the tower, I think if we were recording season one this year, I would still record it the same way and still do it the same way and probably end up coming up with the same music and the same sounds. So I'm extremely proud of it. And I'm also excited to make more. It's just writing the thing, isn't it? It's a difficult second album, is what it is. But no, I'm extremely proud of the tower, and that's from working with you guys as much as my own kind of work on it. It's one of those pieces of work where I feel like everyone is bringing their best, and it's always wonderful to be a part of something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Now can we stop recording? Is there anything?
Yes. I guess, if you must.
Sure. Suppose so.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.